Welcome back inside the huddle. Don Stock, we're waiting for Coach McCullough of the Frankfort Hot Dogs to give us a call. We're still running just a little bit ahead schedule as we got off to a quick, fast start, but hopefully Coach McCullough will be calling in soon. So let's talk a little bit about the Delphi sectional. This is a sectional that Don, Carl, and John, that's John Jacoby, will be covering as Tuesday night. We'll head over there for the Clinton Prairie Central Catholic ball game. That's at 6 o'clock, game one on Tuesday. The second ball game, starting at around 7:30, will be Seeger High School. They're 15-6. Carroll, 19-4. And they're kind of the returning sectional champs, even though I think Catholic would be too. They've joined this sectional, coming from a 1A school last year. So, interesting tournament coming on. The winner of the Clinton Prairie Central Catholic ball game will take on Delphi, who got knocked off by the Hot Dogs last night in game one on Friday, 6 o'clock start. And the winner of Seeger and Carroll will take on a Covington team sitting in the knockoff seat, you want to say, in game two. They're one of the few teams that doesn't have a winning record, but I think they are at 500. As I think they won again or won last night to make them 12-12. So that's the Delphi sectional that we'll be covering starting Tuesday night. The Hot Dogs, they get back to hosting a sectional, and we're really, really tickled to death about that. As Everett Case Arena is an outstanding gymnasium, and it should be used more than it is when we get into the tournament action. But let's talk a little bit about the teams that are playing there. West Lafayette will take on Western game one at 7 o'clock on Tuesday. And then on March the 1st, the Hot Dogs take on Benton Central and Rensselaer takes on North Montgomery. The winner of the West Lafayette Western game will take on Twin Lakes on Friday. And then the winners of Frankfort, Benton Central, Rensselaer, North Montgomery will play each other on Friday evening. And we now have on the line, I believe, Coach McCullough. Coach, you with us?
I am here, yes.
Man, thanks for taking out the time. I know that Saturdays can be a busy time and as you start to prepare for the tournament. But before we talk about that, I know that you may not be happy, but man, I'm tickled to death. The team ends up being at 11-12 for the regular season. I know that's probably nothing that is bragging upon, but to be that close to 500 on some basketball teams that have not reached even close to that, I think is a great thing. And then you look at the fact that I truly believe your kids now are starting to play a lot better Coach McCullough basketball.
Well, I do think we're playing better. I think we've made improvement. We've just had so many out of characteristic things happen, you know, stuff in our control, stuff out of our control, I guess. But we've you know, I talked to Bob Lovell last night on the call-in show, and I said, if you made a checklist of 10 things that could go haywire, we probably checked off 8 or 9 of those boxes this season. So it's been some crazy things that have happened. You know, I think we've got everybody back, and hopefully, you know, everybody can be focused and stay on track. And you know, if that's the case, then you know, I feel good about how we could produce.
Well, you take on a team, Benton Central, that you beat back in January, 62-51. On the first game on, I think it's Wednesday night at Everett Case. A good thing that you've played them already or not a good thing?
No, I think I guess it's probably good for both of us. There's some familiarity there. You know, we played them and we did a nice job of competing that night. I mean, we got after it. We played aggressive. I liked our toughness that game. Matter of fact, I wish that I wish that we played every game with that type of toughness that we showed that night, but we haven't done that. You know, and that game was, you know, the final score is deceiving because we had a lead, and then they cut it down to like two, and then we ended up building that lead back up. Maybe they cut it to one. But they got a really nice ball club, and they got some size. They've got three or four kids that shoot the ball real well, and they do a great job attacking the basket. So, you know, they've had a really good year. You know, I'm sure that they – I know how I would feel if I was them. But I also know how I feel the fact that we beat them and they're coming back here again, that, you know, we need to just go out and play consistent, solid. You know, I told the kids, I said, you don't have to, you know, be Superman. You just got to give a super effort. So hopefully we'll do that on Wednesday night.
Yeah, they got to make the bus ride. We don't. That's always a good thing, too. A lot of rumors out there. Coach Kai Kirby, he will not be playing in the tournament?
No, he played this week.
Oh, actually. So he's back with you then?
Yeah, he actually got his cast off on Monday and got cleared, and we threw him in against Westfield a little bit, and then he played some last night. You know, just trying to knock the rust off. But he will be back with us.
That's a quick turnaround. Do you think?
In what regard?
In the fact of the recovery. I mean, he gets it fractured on January 21st. I know it's been about a month, but still, that seems to be kind of quick turnaround.
Seems like a long time to me.
Well, but, you got to be.
I was really surprised that he came in Monday and he was released. I go, now, you know, and he gave us the papers from the doctor, and they said, I said, what's your restriction? He goes, he didn't give me any restrictions, whatever I can tolerate. So he's obviously a little rusty, and but, you know, he was able to get on the floor a little bit Tuesday night and last night, so. Hopefully he'll round into shape.
This is the first time for you, maybe for almost the whole season, where you're going to have all your players.
I think last night was like the fourth game, maybe, that we've had everybody together all year.
Wow, that's a good thing, too. Let's talk about that then. So with Kai back probably as a starter, Doug Wood on the wing, you got Victor Cruz down low, and Jay Strode down there banging the boards.
Yep, yeah. You know, Strode was pretty big for us last night against Delphi. And Victor's been very steady and solid all year, giving us rebounding and some defense, gets us some buckets. So those two guys inside, that helps out a ton. But we're going to have to get rebounding out of our guards, you know, Farley and Kirby are going to have to rebound Wood. You know, we're going to have those other guys coming in ready to go. I mean, we used Quincy Perry and Caden Jarman. You know, those guys got to come in and just be aggressive and rebound for us. You know, we used Russell and Skinner. Those guys have to come in and defend and help rebound again from the guard position. It's going to take a total team effort. And, you know, we may play five, we may play nine. You know, I don't know. However, it pans out, whatever it takes. You know, I think most of the, at this point, you know, they got to be zeroed in and not worry about the last play, just focus on the next play and try to do that on a consistent basis. And when I say consistent basis, I'm talking about every possession. You know, that's hard for high school kids to do. Hard for some of the college kids to do. But that's the goal.
Well, the thing that I talk a lot about to all the coaches so far is that once you get in the tournament, your bench becomes really, really important. And you have Perry, Russell, and Jarman coming off the bench along with Mr. Skinner. So you got to feel pretty comfortable about that in the hot dog lineup.
Well, you know, the thing that's been good is because of all of our boxes we checked off with broken wrists and blown ankles and, you know, some other things that happened.
Yeah.
you know, that allowed those guys to get on the court and play. So they got some experience, and you know, it may be needed for 2 minutes, maybe needed for two quarters. You don't know. Everybody's got to be ready and put the team first, and you know, let's go win this thing.
Yeah, I think it's a doable an opportunity. You have West Lafayette and Western in the upper bracket, and they're one of those guys are going to get knocked off. You have Rensselaer behind or on the bottom bracket that you're the winner of the Hot Dogs Bison game will probably take on Rensselaer on the second game on Friday. So your run to the championship game isn't an easy one either.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, thing I like, and people think I'm nuts, but you know, I don't like waiting around all week to play. Never have. I guess that shows my impatience. But you know, I always like playing, and I like playing first game and get rolling. You know, so you have to wait around. There cannot be. We can't be unfocused because we're playing. What I keep hearing, sectional favorites, Benton Central, sectional favorites, Rensselaer, sectional favorites, Western. I keep hearing those rumors. We're flying under the radar, so that's good.
I think it's the great place to be at this time of the year. And at the beginning, I've told you and a lot of folks that the Hot Dogs, by the time they get to the end of the year and get under Coach McCullough and get everybody squared away, is going to be a dangerous basketball team, and you're playing in Everett Case. So all checks that are positive, and we wish you the best of luck. We'll keep tabs on you. Man, let's get one for the Hot Dogs, and let's get a date up on that sectional banner.
I walk in there sometimes just in awe, and I look up those banners. And the kids don't look. The kids are, they're kids, old fogies. Man, I go in there and I look up and I'm going, dang, man, there's some pretty good accomplishments, some pretty good teams, some pretty good history. Be nice to add some numbers up there, but, the kids got to want that. They got to want to do that.
Well, Coach, you're bringing it back. I'll tell you, I have all the confidence in the world that you're going to make sure these guys are ready to go. And once again, go Hot Dogs, and let's knock off Benton Central and worry about Friday.
Absolutely. Yep. Doesn't matter who we play. Don't care who we play.
There you go.
Let's just get there.
All right, Coach. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yep, you bet. Thank you.
We've been talking with head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs, Dave McCullough, as he'll be ready, getting the Hot Dogs ready for Benton Central for Wednesday's matchup at 6 o'clock. Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's been a good schedule. Had a lot of good coaches, all the good coaches on today as we talk sectional basketball. Please get out and support your basketball team. It's important to the kids that are playing. They want to see you out there. You're going to be missing some good basketball if you don't get there. Don, Carl, and John will be heading to Delphi. We'll be covering that sectional tournament, as I said, with Clinton Prairie Catholic on Tuesday at 6 and Seeger and Carroll at 7:30. Hopefully we'll be doing two games on Friday. The Gophers knock off those Knights and take on Delphi. We'll have two games on Friday also. So we'll see where we go. Thanks for listening for Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.